The 1 cent sales tax would raise money for construction, maintenance, and life safety projects, not for salaries or programs. And it would raise an estimated $11.5 million per year to be divided among the various districts based on their enrollment. For United Township Superintendent Jay Morrow, it's a question of curb appeal.
And when people move into the Quad Cities, drive around and look at schools for their children, and they compare the Iowa schools to the Illinois schools, there's no comparison as far as facilities.
Scott County schools have had the benefit of a local option sales tax for about 20 years, and he says it shows. Referendum opponent Lawrence Bay of Port Byron readily agrees that schools in Rock Island County are in bad shape, but he doesn't think throwing extra money at them would improve what goes on inside. He points to figures that seem to show school districts in the Iowa Quad Cities spend less per student than on the Illinois side, more than $1,000 less.
On the No Child Left Behind, every Scott County school district has better scores than the best of the Rock Island County schools, and they do this at a lower cost per student.
But Dr. Morrow says that's an apples and oranges type of comparison. There's just too many factors that go into school spending that may be much different from state to state, such as pension costs and the cost of workmen's compensation insurance. Lawrence Bay's strongest objection to raising the sales tax in Rock Island County is that it would add to the already unfair advantage enjoyed by merchants in Scott County, where the sales taxes are already lower.
Who would buy a refrigerator, let's say, at Zeglin on Moline, where you can save $15 by buying that same refrigerator at Zeglin on Kimberly in Davenport?
And he worries if more people spend less money in Rock Island County, school districts, cities, and the state will have to raise taxes to make up for the loss. But if you're worried about property taxes, Morrow says, vote yes. That's because all of the districts in Rock Island County have promised to drop their levies for life safety if the referendum passes. And it would also help some of the smaller districts.
For example, Rockridge or Riverdale, with not a great deal of retail sales, they're benefiting from the retail sales corridor of John Deere Road, for example, or Avenue of the Cities.
Plus, he says a significant share of the new sales tax revenue would come from shoppers from outside of the Quad Cities, not just local residents. The proposed local option sales tax for schools in Rock Island County has been voted down twice previously, in 2009 and again last year. It's been approved and is already in effect in some nearby Illinois counties, including Henry, Mercer, Whiteside, Knox, and Warren. I'm Herb Tricks.